Our guest of the cafe this morning is the CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Byron, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
CEO is good?
CEO. President and CEO.
President and CEO. So you're feeling good about your relationship with our legislators, and this is something that the chamber has done for quite some time in the city of Greenville. But think you're making more progress now, perhaps, than you have for a while.
Yes, our Government Affairs Committee with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce has always wanted to do some of their activity a little earlier than they have in the past, and this year we were able to do that.
So you all go down typically every time there's a legislative session, which is every other year.
Correct.
And you'll go down in February or March. But by that time, the pattern or the path has already been formed pretty much for that legislative session.
Sure. Our legislators are already kind of getting their mind wrapped around by that time what it is that they're going to be focused on. And it's a little late for us to develop ideas for them to work for us on our behalf at that time.
So now you're already working with the idea that the legislative session, the next session of the legislature is not that far off, the first part of next year.
That is correct. And we started working on our Government Affairs Committee about 7 or 8 months ago. And so we've developed a comprehensive plan on what we feel our Hunt County needs. We've worked with leaders and interested parties. We've had the biggest committee we've ever had before. We had about 42, 43 people involved with us. And we've developed a comprehensive set of plans. And then we also went and we've already met with one of our legislators last week and delivered to him the ideas of the things that we want him to work on.
And that was whom?
That was Senator Bob Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to be meeting with Representative Dan Flynn next week. And I know there's some competition going on out there. We will meet with those if something happens. But
candidates who are the challenging candidates.
The challenging candidates, yeah. Yes. It's an interesting political cycle this time.
You got that right.
we've always gone down to Austin on a kind of a whirlwind tour every each time we go down there to meet with our legislators. We've always all thought it was kind of done real fast and quick and thought we could get more business done if we kind of slowed down a little bit. So for the first time, February 25th, 26th, and 27th this year, we're going to go down for two nights instead of one.
Mm.
And we're going to try to compile a little bit more business in this time.
Uh-huh. So you're going to spend more time when you do go down.
Correct.
During the legislative session. We're talking with Byron Taylor. Byron is the CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. So what are some of the issues that you're concerned with?
Well, one of the sectors that we've done really well in, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with this, is we're doing really good in our transportation here in mm-hmm. Hunt County. We had a $24 million bond mm-hmm. that was passed by the Hunt County citizens back in 2016. There's been about $6 million of those bonds tapped into to help TxDOT clear right-of-ways and relocate power lines and other things. That's developed into somewhere around $200 million worth of projects that are either approved or on their way or under construction, some of them. And we cover everything from economic development to all levels of education to taxation. Healthcare is a big one. You know, we have Texas is really bad with the number of health insured in the nation.
We're uninsured.
Almost dead last or dead last in that category.
So, and it's this kind of sad to think about this, but County Judge John Horn, who recently passed away, was very influential in all of this activity.
Yes, he was very influential, and he was a good role model for me. John was instrumental in our Government Affairs Committee, specifically under the transportation port, and also infrastructure. He also participated on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he modernized Hunt County for us, and mm-hmm. we're going to kind of try to keep that legacy going for him.
So the impetus behind this really kind of you're carrying on the momentum and the forward motion from that he put into effect.
Yes, and doing things earlier and getting things done on time, and is all John Horn's efforts.
When you mentioned the transportation, and of course, you're not satisfied with that. You can't rest on your laurels. You want to continue the momentum.
We want to continue the momentum, and this has become a model, or it's becoming a model for smaller rural counties.
Really? When you mention economic development, I've read some fantastic things that are supposed to be in the works for Greenville, especially on the west side of Greenville, and I guess you're talking with them about those things and maybe others that we haven't read about.
Right. Well, Hunt County is part of the NTCOG, North Texas Central Council of Governments, and we're on the kind of we have a lot of area to develop in that category. And with the Metroplex being on fire and the property values going up as they are, and Greenville having five intersecting highways that come through it and railroad and everything, it looks like they're finally wanting to come out our way. And that is starting to happen one at a time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you'll continue to meet with leadership folks at the state level, and then you're going down there for basically 3 days in February.
That's correct, and everyone is invited to come. We do probably have a limit of around 75, but we'll have an event page on our GreenvilleChamber.com website where you can sign up with us and go down with us. We go down by bus. You can go down by car. We have a group block at a hotel that we'll all be together in, and you'll be able to get group rates with that. So if you're interested, make sure you contact the chamber at 903-455-1510.
Okay, good. Byron Taylor, CEO. And what is the other thing besides CEO?
President and CEO
of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.